It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at chapmandodge.com, because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday already. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. We got Brett Vesley in the chair. Big Dick Toledo running around doing all sorts of stuff. And Jeremy's going to join us later this morning, along with Colton. In almost a Raiders hat. That kind of bothers me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I can't hear him, and that's a good thing, because all I'm thinking is Raiders, Raiders, Raiders is coming out of his mouth. It's not. What is that hat?
It's about ED.
Oh, it's about erectile dysfunction?
It's a
shield. Is that right?
It's a
block
ED.
What is that? I can't hear you, so get up here. Colton, the very sexy Colton now coming up. What is the – oh, it's guns.
Yeah, so it's EDC, which stands for
erectile dysfunction.
Oh, it could
Colton.
Be erectile dysfunction, me, yeah.
All right, have a seat. Thanks for joining us this morning, Colton. That was nice. And it's two guns, which represent masculinity and virility, which he evidently struggles with. Okay, all right. Well, that's an interesting thing to choose to wear out in public, but sorry about your problem. You want to be one back in? He's going to tell me
I'm
now.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
What is it for real?
Well, the story is actually pretty cool. So dark for a second.
Oh, no. This is going to be one of those things fun of and like eight people die.
Here we go.
So my best friend passed
away.
Listen.
From erectile dysfunction?
Well, almost. No.
No,
but in July,
story.
In July he did, and this was a logo we created like 3 years ago for our clothing brand that we were going to release.
Oh, I saw.
So it's
I got
dead man's clothing.
And then I just made it myself.
You made a hat out of what would have been your clothing company. How'd your friend die?
He had a heart attack.
Oh, no kidding.
It was cardiac arrest, actually.
No kidding. Holy cow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry about your... Go sit down. You're ruining it.
He's big on crossing assault rifles and...
That was your clothing
your logo,
company
dedication.
Was clearly Proud Boys.
It was geared towards military and police.
Oh, okay. Well, there
he was Phoenix PD.
He's a cop. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, Colton. Thanks for
now
joining
us.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Anyways.
Anything else to talk about? How's your ass cancer? You want to bring that up for a minute? Well, anyway, I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, no. Don't apologize.
Sorry about the erectile dysfunction jokes about your friend.
Oh, no. I think he'd love him. He'd love him.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I have a friend who died, too, and you make terrible jokes. We were doing it at his funeral.
Oh, we were laughing the whole time at the ceremony.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time.
Oh, it's making fun of him, which is the worst part. We were jabbing the dead guy.
Oh, we were making fun about how big his head looked.
Oh, in the casket.
While he's sitting in his casket, we were making fun about how his head
looked. Was it odd?
It was swollen, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, bigger than
Please
normal.
Please go sit down. Your dead friend is ruining the show.
I don't see.
I wish he had a Raiders hat on. Man, I wish I... Tell you what, man. Guy's hat's weird, man. Anyway. Well, thanks, Colton. Colton will be out there with Jeremy this morning. Why not even bring him up? See, this is why you don't talk about the promo people. Jeremy, keep him in line. What's the matter with you? Get him doing something with you, for crying out loud. Watch out, because he's the angel of death, evidently. That's always awful when you start teasing somebody about something. It's like, well, yeah, that actually occurred. What's that stupid hat about? My dead friend. I have, my friend Kevin.
You'd never get that from the logo, necessarily.
No, go. It's two crossed assault rifles that are. It's kind of a cool logo, but it's got the Raiders shield look. Yeah, we put KTM on a couple of Steelers jerseys. Some of our friends made Steelers patches for Kevin T. Mannion, my buddy. And I had mine on there, and it was kind of ungluing itself because it used hot glue. There's no real way to get it on there without that. Used the hot glue on there, and somebody's like, "What's that?" One of the players died. And it looks stupid. It's fallen off, and I'm like, "Oh, it's actually my friend's initials." He was a huge Steeler fan, and we made jerseys with his initials on them. And he's like, "Why?" And this dude was like, "I was just walking. I primrose pathed him right, and they're like, oh, you know, he's just a big Steeler fan and stuff. You put friend's initials on there." I'm like, "He died." Oh. Oh, okay, okay. How? Yeah, like, thanks, he got hit by a car and got drugged down the street. Oh, man. Oh, the glue's coming up. Well, you're going to want to fix that. At first, he wanted to tear it off, and he's like, you're going to want to fix that. Anyway. And then speaking of dying, if we're going to stay on Colton's theme of of death and stuff, Brett and I were talking before the show. Both of us sickened by the idea that Chrissy, obviously a tragedy, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend lost their baby. She had complications of pregnancy.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But TMZ, they're posting photos of her in with mourning.
The
no. Well, there's one of her, I think it's holding another baby.
Oh.
But there's one of her in her hospital bed, Brett and I were looking at, that she's obviously distraught and she's like praying or maybe
crying,
sobbing. And it's a black and white filtered photo.
Paid.
Yeah. They had to have a photographer in there for her stillbirth. Like, what is wrong with it? And then immediately a tweet from her account that says, driving home without my baby. How can this be real? Who tweets at that time? Who's thinking their account needs to be active at that moment?
I don't even have a kid, and that pissed me off.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, come on.
It bothered me,
what
too.
What is wrong with you?
There's something
like
not right.
It's almost as fake as the surprise appearance of Mickey Rourke on The Masked Singer last night.
No, I don't think it was that big. I missed that,
was
Brady.
Mickey Rourke on there?
First time ever a mask had been pulled off before. It got too hot, and he
couldn't
pulled
take
it off.
It.
He couldn't take the heat anymore.
And he looked like he was melting.
Everyone
so people
lost their mind.
Wow. Wow. An excellent transition from our story to Mickey Rourke's mask, Brady.
I'm just comparing the stage.
He looks half dead most of the time,
exactly.
Too.
It's all staged is the point.
Yeah, well,
the Masked Singer.
Yeah, but at least no babies died during the Masked Singer. Did
they?
Maybe
we
I'm wrong.
Know.
I've already been wrong with Colton once.
We haven't gotten the report back yet.
Do you have a hat about a dead masked baby? The masked baby died last night.
There was a couple of babies that tumbled out of the mask.
Colton's building a whole clothing store about it. It's crazy. Anyway, all right. Well, enough of you guys. I'm going to go stand in the other room for a little while and just not talk about this. But yeah, I did. I found it strange, and it just makes me think of social media being so addictive that you can. It would be like in the old days if somebody had a baby pass away or complications from pregnancy, they didn't call you the day it happened and say, oh, we lost our baby. Like, oh, my God, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, I know, it's tragic. We're driving home right now. Can't believe it. You wouldn't hear from these people for days on end.
Could we come over and take a couple of pictures with you?
Right. In the old days of real tragedy, you wouldn't hear from the person experiencing the tragedy for days. A friend would call and say, my God, it's awful.
You might
awful.
Not ever hear about
you it. May, well, you may never, but if they're good enough friends, at the very least. But tweeting out the day you lose a baby on your Twitter, like Twitter becomes a thing. I don't even know if my thumbs would work. To go, oh, tragedy. I can't believe it. But and then what do you – like people will tweet back.
And to have a photographer on standby. Repulsive. Even if you had one when the baby was born, okay, I understand that. But
right.
If you lose the kid and you're still doing the photo shoot,
the black
the
and
hell
white,
is wrong with you?
Black and white. It's got to look good. She's still – and her hair's done, like black and white. And I'm like, oh, my God. You just modeled stillborn. You just made that a campaign. It's disturbing. Like it's and it you know they're tragic. Maybe they're not in the right state of mind. But how in the world is this like the first thought people have? Like we got to get this out on social media. I would hide.
The only thing I could say is sometimes there are some people that that's the way they feel they need to deal with
it. It's incorrect. I don't care if they feel that. That
but
is not proper.
I mean, there's a difference. I mean, even on the air, like when we're here, sometimes like you're an open book. For the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Most of us are. All of us
here
are.
Yeah.
But if I lost, there's things you don't talk about.
Right.
There's things you keep to yourself, for sure. And that's one of them.
But you know how that can help during situations.
After you've dealt with it yourself.
Exactly.
You don't just blow up on. And Twitter is not that. We're disseminating information. Chrissy Teigen's private account is not where people turn for news.
Like it
and
just
info.
Happened and they called.
Right. Now, somebody put out a thing on Chrissy Teigen's Twitter page that said, you know, Chrissy and John are going through a lot. She wanted to let everybody know she's going to be gone for a few days. There's a proper way to mourn. I mean, there's a psychologically proper way to mourn, and it certainly isn't. Let me just get on Twitter real quick. Let me tweet something about how sad I am. I mean,
she's
just
reaching out for the – she wants the support.
She got it at home. If she doesn't,
know,
if she needs
and
it from Twitter, something's wrong. That's why
that's the out of whack.
My attitude for social media is not the common one. I'm not defending it. I never will. I don't see anything in that that can be like, well, that's how it is now. It's wrong. It's just flat wrong. I mean, you're not right to do it.
Well, you have to admit a little bit that there's times when you reach out for that support. Like an example would be
personally.
I know,
not publicly. I would never call. Like I would never come on and go, "Hey, my baby died yesterday. I want to do a show about it tomorrow." Everybody'd be like, "No." Every reasonable person in this room would be like, "You're not doing that. That's right. Not the right thing to do."
But I'm talking about you appreciate it when, and I would too. Like when a dog passes away, you had to put down a dog and
right.
going in. That's where all of a sudden, wow, that really came in.
And a dog, so much and for a those. Stillborn baby.
Exactly.
Are wildly different animals.
But it's the same deal. So that's different for you, but maybe it isn't for her.
Again, psychologically, it's just not a proper way to mourn. You look at it from any sort of psychiatrist. The first thing a psychiatrist or somebody saying, hey, you're dealing with tons and tons of immediate death. It happened today.
Yeah.
Why don't you reach out to strangers? Why don't you put something on Twitter? Because guess what's going to happen? Trolls. You're inviting trouble.
Yep.
It's the worst thing you can do. And I just think it's just it's a huge spotlight right down on the idea of what's wrong with us. Nobody will let go of that goddamn thing.
No.
No one will say this is an improper moment. Everybody defends it. Like, well, you know, it's the same as when you go to the grocery store and you trip and you tell people I had a rough day. It isn't. We don't know how to differentiate, you know, a terrible accident, a tragedy, something like this, which is just not – for social media.
Horrifying.
It's awful.
Yeah. Let alone posting. I mean, the most nerve-wracking time of it is when you're announcing or holding off on announcing being pregnant to begin with because that's hanging over you the whole time.
Totally true. Those are those moments where you have the gender reveals where you're like, all right, cross your fingers. You got 5 months left that this whole thing goes without, you know, because now you got all these celebratory things that are going to be popping up in 5 years going, remember your gender reveal for the baby that didn't make it?
Well, she posted the photos on Instagram, and then right after that, she tweeted something. She tweeted, so she went to another account. She had enough time to do that. Driving home from the hospital with no baby. Yeah. How can this be real?
Yeah, and I understand, but somebody needs to be like, hey, no more of this.
Yeah, John should be grabbing the phone from her.
You're not going to talk to them right now.
Which would be a case in point. Maybe she doesn't have the
Or maybe he's just as into it.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be great. I find it sickening. I do, and I'm sorry for that. Part of it, like their loss, and I know that they're not in the right state of mind, but that's how addictive and weird this is.
Just she, left my husband's funeral.
Right.
On my
Available now. Hashtag single. I mean, wouldn't you say that's like so inappropriate and disrespectful to the whole thing? And I look, I know people go, social media is an important part.
Changing
no, it's not.
Times.
But it isn't. And it doesn't mean it's right. And it's not, you know, get off my lawn stuff, which again, I defend get off my lawn. I stand
because
by.
Because they're right.
Why is someone on my lawn? They're the ones who are wrong. I have every right to say get off my lawn.
Crotchety old
it's
man.
It's not crotchety old man. I paid for this. Get off it.
But
it's like saying get
kid,
out of my car.
You remember, you'd make fun of the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. These people go
And then you ride
crazy
your bike through his yard
right.
anyway.
Oh, you piss him off because he's mad. But now when you do get older, like you realize, wait a minute. Get off my lawn holds a lot of merit. You shouldn't be standing on that person's lawn. It's the exact same thing as, hey, get out of my car. You wouldn't call him a crotchety old man if you're just sitting in the guy's car. It's like, that's his. Get off my lawn. Oh, you're an old man. Maybe, but I paid for that mother lawn, and it looks good. Now get off of it. He's right. So, I look at the whole, you know, you're just acting like an old man about to. No, social media is terrible. I'm sure Colton right away had a logo for his dead friend, like, within 4 minutes of his passing. And tweeted it. Like, kick ass, dude. New clothing line based on my dead friend. Sweet. Hashtag shopping.
Lawn protection. Well, this year maybe not as much, but, you know, Halloween, I got to put up a whole stanchion all the way around.
To keep people off your lawn?
Yeah, you got to basically give them a little runway on the
Build them
we
a
have
gate.
A sidewalk.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't up there.
Oh, they'd be traipsing all over that stuff.
And
it's winter lawn.
Grass,
I know.
Yeah,
you got to keep people off the goddamn
like
winter lawn.
Three quarters done.
Oh, it's so expensive. Al's doing my winter lawn right now, and he gave me the price. I'm like, when did this happen? He goes, well, that's the way it is now. I'm like,
I haven't
Jesus
seen the,
Christ.
Next week, they scalped
They're scalping
it today.
Me today, I think. And you know, we go get that winter lawn in, John. I'm like, yeah, I'll go ahead. And here's the price. I'm like, that's five numbers. Where's the decimal point? Oh, it's pricey this year. I'm like, I'm not doing this. It's an acre of grass.
He's
I'm not doing
He's throwing marijuana it. Seeds down.
Yeah.
Well, at least John
at least
money
we
back
can get our
that.
Money back. Exactly. At least there's a product.
Bermuda weed.
Good God. By the way, I'm doing some work. I'm putting a fence in the backyard. I'm moving a fence. And again, like I told you the other day, the bigotry I had of looking at the workers and assuming they didn't speak English and then having the one guy go, good show, man. I listened. I'm like, holy cow, really? Bueno, I just said back. Yeah. I think I just shouted that as loud as I could. I still didn't believe he was speaking English. I thought I had some magic spell where I could understand Spanish immediately. But yesterday, there's like 10 guys out there. They're running wheelbarrows and everything else. I get out of my car and I'm like, hola, boys. Again, trying to be nice. And one guy goes, hi, Richard. I'm like, oh, my God. We're number one with Mexican wall builders.
Is their favorite member of the show Casalander?
Yeah, they like, well, Megan said that yesterday. She goes, I bet they love Casalander. And I'm just like, man. And the one guy goes, I heard you the other day. And my guy was being a huge bigot about how I didn't think you spoke English. I heard it. It was great, man. Keep it off. I'm like, all right. I'll keep up my bigotry. It seems to be winning. So let's go there. Yesterday, I laughed for about 15 minutes when this is just, I just have to read it as it is because on Channel 3, they said, the Arizona Coyotes are doing something special today as they celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. And I'm like, yep, because nothing quite speaks to the Hispanic community as the rich and prideful tradition of hockey.
So they go Coyotes.
Yeah, from the Coyotes, exactly. The other thing is Coyote is probably going to make them all real nervous. Yeah. So there's a couple Coyotes out there.
I'm not going to that gathering.
These kids that don't speak English with brooms looking at them like, well, what do we get? Were you sweeping up the basketball court? No, you got to hit this room. All right. You know we're not going to play this. This is pointless. You're introducing this to a group of people that just aren't going to do it. And they're throwing it around. The kids are whacking. They're in their masks and stuff. And a couple of Coyotes are out there going, what are we doing? Yeah, because you know, baseball maybe go out and celebrate. But I didn't see the Diamondbacks out there. The Coyotes are helping the Mexicans with their heritage.
They didn't team up with U-Haul on this, did they?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, U-Haul provided the rides. It was Uber U-Haul. It was a really kind of an odd thing. And then they taught them how to sew people into car seats. It was an amazing day for the heritage of the Hispanics as celebrated by the hockey team.
Crafts. That was in the crafts.
When I think Hispanic heritage and the rich tradition of the Hispanic people, one of the first things that comes to mind is Mexico's great victory over Russia in the 80 Olympics. Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah. We did have El Savo for a little
while. We had El Savo, but it turned out everybody fought us on that. Because I'm like, you need to celebrate this. El Savo was the Mexican goalie. And they're like, he's Puerto Rican. I'm like, stop it. He's from Chicago. I'm like, quit it. This is a marketing gem here. You've got a guy with a Mexican last name in Arizona playing goalie, and he's doing well. He's not Mexican. I'm like, all right, you people are just, you just don't understand marketing.
Whitey won't know the difference.
Yeah,
just market it.
You're selling it to him. And the Mexicans are going to embrace it. They're going to, hey, he's Puerto Rican, but
close enough. Close enough, man. Gonzalez is Gonzalez.
We took it. But, yeah, now the Coyotes are celebrating the rich tradition of hockey and the Hispanic community that's gone back, I don't know, back when, the Aztecs started that, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I remember when the Home Depot.
When the what is that? They found that shroud. Yeah, Home Depot and U-Haul. That's beautiful. And it was in a Home Depot parking lot because that's where they were hanging out. So the Coyotes just showed up. Hey, we're the Coyotes. We didn't do it. No, not those Coyotes.
Hey, I want to thank you guys. If it weren't for the Arizona Coyotes, we wouldn't be here.
That's where the Coyotes got confused. Right. Like, wow, they're here for us. Who knew? So good job. I love the Coyotes. I think they're great. But that one, I laughed for 20 minutes. Hispanic Heritage Month shouldn't have an ounce of hockey in it at all. Now, Hispanic futures, things that Hispanics might be interested in, they never were before. Hockey might want to show up to that. But Heritage Month, no. You got dead masks. You got tamales. You got a couple wars. You got a shroud with the Virgin Mary on it. You got a window with a condensation of Jesus. But hockey? No. It's nowhere to be seen in that area. Nothing. You turn a cart on its side and you make some street corn. That's Hispanic Heritage Month.
If you can get a saint or Jesus on a hockey puck.
Oh, man. If he showed up in the ice, if he just started to kind of like on your board and the condensation in Jesus' face showed up, oh, my God, there'd be flowers and weird candles from Walgreens everywhere. That's the other thing about Hispanic heritage. When somebody dies, they do a great corner celebration. Fantastic.
We have
one nearby our home now that I just realized. Somebody, I think, got hit by a car, but I'm not sure. I don't even know if the kid's dead. But there's a new bike, a new white bike, up on the side of the road, and a bunch of fresh candles. So I'm like, oh, that's no good. I didn't hear about this on the news. White people die on the side of the road. Nobody flowers for a weekend, maybe.
I went by a brutal one the other day. Gosh, I can't remember the road, but it was a white tricycle.
Oh, no, you can't get that. Oh,
don't put that up there.
Oh, man. No. Well, our idea of putting bobsleds up on the side of them and painting them white. Just
head
to see
scratches.
Just head scratches.
Canoe.
I would want a whole Peloton of 10 speeds. just to paint them white and put them on the corner of a road. And semi truck took out an entire group. But yeah. Anyway, yeah. If you've got somebody, you know, there's well, Jesus, BB Jones. I don't know if you remember this. When BB Jones lost her baby, she put a picture of her and the dead baby on a Facebook post.
I had a friend that actually showed me a picture of her stillborn. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, look.
I mean, I feel bad for you, but I don't want to see that.
My my dad and his sister got into a huge fight because they were taking photos of my grandpa in the casket.
And
my
dad's
like,
when?
No, this was way before. This was 84. Yeah, they kept it. Now they just recently posted it.
Hashtag miss you, dad.
It was in 84. But
it comes
man,
up on his Google memories. Or the Amory. Yeah. The Apple memories.
Yeah, it's your old memories. It's the flat throwback Thursday, and it was dead grandpa.
That's right.
Remember this? It was April of 84. Why does Facebook have that photo? Oh, we post it every April. But yeah, I remember there was an argument on the phone. It's like, why? And she sent it to us. I said, why did you do that? Like, this is not a memory I want. I don't want to see this. People are weird. Death is an odd thing. But man, that Facebook and Twitter and all that changed everything. And if you have a photograph that you filtered all, there was a girl on Facebook, Megan saw it the other day. It's so funny. I think I showed you guys. Big dramatic pokes picture of herself and said, just went outside to find out my car's been stolen. But she added eyelashes and eyebrows.
Majority of the picture.
Well, it's her. It's just her. And she's got sad face. But she got her hand up over her eye, and where she added eyebrow went over her hand. So she's like, man, I'm pretty sad about my car and stuff, but these eyebrows need some fixing. And she put filter stuff all over her. Pam over at KSLX filtered herself so heavily it looks like she's amputated an arm. I told Pam the other day, I'm like, look, you're a beautiful lady. These filtered photos make you look like you're 11 years old. It's a little bit creepy. I just have to keep it up for the fans. I'm like, Pam. You're not going to be recognized. I would. You're a fifth grader in those photos.
Your fans would love all the limbs attached.
Yeah, we'd like to see all. Yes, they're not into. Well, a couple of them probably over at KSLX. You know, the veterans.
That's true.
They like a lady with a missing arm. Yeah. Go to a Nugent show where there isn't. You know, the majority there's an odd number of limbs at the Nugent show. But yeah, the filter thing. When you're sad and you still filter, you're not that sad. Black and white photos. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's 6:06. Let's get a wake-up song and then find out what Jeremy and Colton are up to today as they roll the sad train of death out to a Safeway somewhere, I'm sure, to tell us all about what's going on. Good Lord, what a start to the show today. Put on a black shirt and bow down. A good wake-up song, 585-9800, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUP. Wake up!
98. What?
98.
No way!
You need a ride. But you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.